And it's All Things Considered on WNYC. The New York State Senate has a new majority leader. Republicans have selected Long Island Senator John Flanagan to replace Dean Skelos, also of Long Island. He faces federal corruption charges. Skelos has agreed to step down from his leadership post, but he'll retain his Senate seat. Here now to talk about what this latest shakeup in Albany means for state politics is Jimmy Vielkind of Capital New York. Welcome back to WNYC, Jimmy.
Pleasure to be here.
Republicans met behind closed doors for several hours today. This sounds all very familiar, Jimmy. How did this process play out in Albany today of picking a new leader?
Well, like most things in Albany, it happened behind closed doors with the assembled press keeping something of a vigil outside as two men, John DeFrancisco of Syracuse and John Flanagan of Long Island, the eventual winner, made their case to the 33 members of the Republican conference. And eventually, as we said, John Flanagan emerged victorious. Now, that happened after Dean Skelos, who, as you mentioned, was charged 1 week ago with a 6-count federal criminal complaint. And I should note, Skelos maintains his innocence, stepped aside. He explained to reporters today that he made the decision to do so when it was clear to him that he had become a distraction to the ongoing operation of government, and also after his grandson split his lip when a photographer appeared in his backyard trying to get a picture of his father, Skelos' son, who was also caught up in the criminal complaint.
Earlier today, as you mentioned, Senator DeFrancisco of Syracuse seemed to be one of the contenders for the leadership post. What happened?
Well, I think it was just some old-fashioned vote whipping. Flanagan went into this contest with support mostly of the downstate senators, including 9 colleagues on Long Island and 2 votes from within New York City, Andrew Lanza of Staten Island and Marty Golden of Bay Ridge in South Brooklyn. Flanagan was also able to extract promises from senators in the Hudson Valley, as well as a couple key upstate supporters, including, we believe, Kathy Young of Olean, chairwoman of the Senate Republican Campaign Committee. By picking off that upstate support, Flanagan was able to create an aura of inevitability around himself and deprive DeFrancisco, who, if he had simply appealed to a regional bloc, should have had the advantage and basically was unable to do so.
Let's talk more about Senator Flanagan. He was first elected to the Assembly in 1986. What do we know about his politics and his legislative priorities?
Well, Senator Flanagan, as you said, he was first elected after his father, also named John Flanagan, died suddenly. The two were running around a track, and my colleague Josefa Velasquez wrote a sort of profile about Senator Flanagan a few weeks ago as the trouble for Skelos first started emerging. He's been in the Senate since 2002, and in that time, he has risen to take the helm of the chamber's Education Committee. He has presided over the implementation of the Common Core standards, as well as teacher evaluations, and he's also now working to try and come up with some sort of a solution amid backlash by parents and students about these concerns of testing and concerns by teachers about those evaluations. Flanagan voted in 2013 for a gun control law that's caused some controversy upstate, the SAFE Act. He voted against same-sex marriage, and he's considered to be something of a social conservative, but he is believed to be a moderate with on a state political scale, and someone who Governor Cuomo apparently thinks that he can work with negotiating as we move into the final days of session.
And as we wrap up, Jimmy, with just a few seconds left, what specifically changes now in the remainder of the legislative session as it winds down?
Well, the hope among lawmakers is that this will remove some of the cloud from the end-of-session business. Lawmakers need to act on the mayoral control of New York City schools, rent regulations, which affect thousands of units in the 5 boroughs, as well as the 421A subsidy program. With Skelos in place, the Capitol had been bogged down completely with talk of when he would resign or what might be done to address public corruption. Flanagan's ascent is an attempt by lawmakers to turn the page, move on, and hopefully conduct their business and go home.
Jimmy, thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.